there are two different Juno events this weekend to raise awareness about heroin addiction. The capital city has logged 7 heroin-related deaths this year, and the community is banding together to talk about what's happening to their neighbors and family. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Michelle Morgan said she wasn't aware of an opioid problem in Juno. The realization happened gradually. When it came time for her teenage son to have his wisdom teeth cut out, she asked if he would tell his friends.
And he said, "No, Mom, don't tell anyone I have my wisdom teeth out. Don't tell anyone." And I was like, "Dylan, why? It doesn't make any sense." He said, "Mom, because they'll come to our house and they know I have oxycodones."
That was about 9 years ago. Oxycodone, like heroin, is an opioid. It elicits the same effect on the brain. If you look at the recent drug seizures in Juno, heroin is gradually increasing. Morgan, the director of the Juno Softball Association, said she noticed a shift in 2014. That's when one of the young players died of an overdose.
And no one talked about it except through the grapevine. And we have a benefit tournament we do, and we do plaques for our players who have passed. So we did a plaque for that kid. And then 6 months later, we lost another kid to the same, to heroin.
Then another. Brenner Hafner, in his mid-20s.
Like one of my children.
He used to play softball on her team.
And I came home, and I was mad, and I was scared. And so I went on my computer, and I ordered some stickers and some magnets, anything I could get to make me feel that I was getting the word out.
The stickers said, "Heroin will kill you and your friends. Please don't start." That snowballed into the grassroots initiative, Stop Heroin, Start Talking. The Juno police noticed a trend last year in heroin deaths, and they're tracking it now. During the next few months, they'll be releasing videos of users speaking out about their struggles with addiction.
Did you ever go into withdrawals?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
Just wanting to die.
The people appear in silhouette, their voices altered.
So hot and so cold.
Morgan says the hope with her initiative is education, but also to remove the stigma attached to losing a loved one. Then there's policy change, like Senate Bill 23. It allows a medication called naloxone to be given out at train agencies or sold over the counter at pharmacies.
And naloxone, under the brand name Narcan, stops immediately the heroin overdose or the opiate overdose. Is it a cure for addiction? No, but it could save lives.
The bill, sponsored by Senator Johnny Ellis, has already passed the Senate. It now needs to pass the House. And as the legislative session gets underway, Morgan says she'll be focusing her energy promoting it. Overall, she says she wants to inform the community that having addiction isn't a character flaw. It's a health crisis, and one that can be addressed.
We're coming out. We're not going to, you know, hide our family members or be ashamed. We're gonna kick heroin's butt, and we're gonna do that as a group.
Before she leaves, she hands me a Stop Heroin, Start Talking bracelet. Morgan says she's handed them out to everyone she meets. In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.